There is going to be a judgment day where one day I personally stand before God and give an account of my life, the good, the bad, and whether I received his son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior or not. And one day you are going to stand before God on that judgment day, and you are going to give an account of your life to the Creator who made you, the good and the bad, and whether you received Jesus Christ as your Savior or not. And when that happens, God is going to settle the score.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. You know, in a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we come to the last couple of days in this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will continue to look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get a hold of a solid collection of teaching from Rick that will make a great addition to your audio library, or a wonderful gift for a friend or loved one. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. And you can find out more about it by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word DAILY to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Showing Fairness.
In Ecclesiastes 8, verse 14, he says, you know, sometimes righteous people suffer for what the wicked do, and wicked people get what the righteous deserve. Does that ever bother you? He's talking about, you know, why is it that good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people? So that doesn't seem right. Does it bother you that unscrupulous corporations often succeed while corporations that try to maintain good standards don't? Does it ever bother you that unethical salesmen often get the job done, get the deal signed, while a salesman with ethics doesn't get it? Does it ever bother you that dishonest people get promoted while honest people are overlooked? Does it ever bother you that people like drug lords and mafia bosses and porno kings live in luxury while honest people sometimes are barely making a living? Solomon says that's not fair. Those of you who are in business, have you ever been cheated out of a deal or a contract because of some unethical company? You probably have. Have you ever been to a funeral where you say, now, the person who died, They were a good person, and they were young. And why did they die when you could think of a dozen other people you'd rather see in the casket? You know? Solomon says this. I didn't write this verse down, but in Ecclesiastes 7:15, he says, it's unfair that some good people die young while some wicked people live on and on and on. And it's true. And then he says, number five, exhibit number five, capable people are often unsuccessful. Just because you've got talent doesn't mean you're going to succeed. The good guys don't always win in this world. And in chapter 9, verse 11, he says this, in this world, fast runners do not always win the races. Wise men do not always earn a living. Intelligent men do not always get rich. And capable men do not always rise to high positions. Now notice what he's saying here. He says, fast runners don't always win the race. It seems ironic or even tragic to me that sometimes we hear these stories of these Olympic athletes who train for 8 hours a day for 4, 5, 6, 8, maybe even 10 years to get to the Olympics. And inevitably on any Olympics, we hear stories like on the day of the race, they sprain a tendon. Or they have an accident, some freak accident. Or they get the flu. Or as on the last Olympics, there was a whole team that missed the race because they were late. And I think, is that fair? Is that fair that after all that effort that they've put in, on the day of their big event that they trained for years, something freak happens and they miss it? That's what he's saying here. He says, intelligent people do not always get rich. That's obvious. Look at you. Okay? He said, we all know bright, educated, hardworking people who barely get by financially. And yet we know about these do-nothing, ne'er-do-well, you know, playboy bums who inherit millions and then aren't even grateful for it. He says, that's not right. That's not fair. He says, intelligent people don't always get rich. Well, you know, in our society, that the biggest salaries do not go to the smartest people. In our culture, we pay boxers more than we pay presidents. I'm really, really restraining, Kay. I really am. I'll just say what Will Rogers said, just be grateful that you don't get all the government you pay for. We pay guys who dribble balls and put them through little hoops 100 times more than we pay the teachers who train our kids. What's wrong with this picture? Where are our values in a society that rewards criminals with $1,000 and $1 million contracts and, you know, perverted celebrities and ignores people who really have something legitimate to offer and are providing a service? Solomon says, you know, the bottom line is life isn't fair. He says, capable men don't always rise to high positions. And I want to say, capable women neither do often. You may have bumped up against that glass ceiling where that you didn't get the promotion because of the color of your skin or because of your gender. And that's unfair, and it's wrong. It's wrong. So Solomon says, you know, just 5 examples here. This is really true. Life is unfair. So what are we going to do about it? Why does God allow unfairness? You ever ask that? Why doesn't God do something about the injustice in this world?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together another great collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Life is unfair. So what are we going to do about it? Why does God allow unfairness? Do you ever ask that? Why doesn't God do something about the injustice in this world? Is he helpless? Does he not care? Is he unconcerned? No. The Bible says that God allows injustice in the world for 4 reasons. Number one, God allows unfairness in the world because he gives us the freedom to choose. He gives us the freedom of choice. In Deuteronomy 11:26, the Bible says, I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. Now, God says, I'm going to let you choose what you do in life. Back in the very first chapters of the Bible where we have the story of creation, God says, I'm going to make man in my own image. What does that mean? It means that you as a human being are different from the animals. The animals in the world were not made in God's image. But human beings are. How are we different? How are we like God in a way that's different from animals? Well, the one way is you have a spirit. God gave you a soul and a spirit. And that gives you the ability to talk to God, to have a relationship with God, to pray. No animal can do that. Animals do not have a spirit. They do not have a soul. And they certainly can't commune with God. You don't ever see a doggy fold his hands and pray before he eats. You don't see kitties going to church or cows giving offerings, you know. Heard about this hunter, and he was running, and a bear was running after him in the woods, and he said, oh, God, please make this bear a Christian. And he turns around and just sees the bear saying, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. But you don't ever see that in reality, just in very corny jokes. Now, the fact is you are different from an animal. You're created in God's image. Another way you're made in God's image is you have the freedom to make moral choices. You can choose between right and wrong. Animals cannot do that. Animals can choose only by instinct between survival or death. But they cannot choose between morally what's right and what's wrong. They don't have a conscience. But you do because you're made in God's image. Now, because God gives you the freedom of choice, that's the good news. The bad news is there are consequences to our choices. And we often make dumb choices. Would you agree with that? I do dumb things. I make dumb choices. I make selfish choices. And when I do that, then people, innocent people, get hurt. And that's unfair. Now, why does God allow this? Because God wants to produce a race of tested individuals who choose to love Him, not are forced to love Him. Who choose to do what's right and good, not are forced to do what's right and good. God could have made you a puppet. He could have made you a marionette where you had no choice at all. And He pulls the strings and you pray and you do all the right things. And you had no choice and there would be no sin in the world because everything would always be done right. But God wants people who love Him voluntarily. You can't say you love somebody unless you have the choice to not love him or her. You can't say you are good unless you've ever had the choice to be bad. And so God, in order to give you the freedom to choose to love Him because you want to and choose to serve Him because you want to, has given you the choice and the freedom to not do so. And that causes all the problems in our world when we choose to not do what God wants us to do. And you've done that many times, and so have I. Now, if I, for instance, I smoke some dope, or I pop some pills, or I get drunk, and I get in my car, and I go down here on El Toro Road, and I run into a minivan, and it kills a husband and wife and their three kids. Is that God's fault? No. It's my fault. It's my fault. I was the one. God didn't plan that. It's a result of an evil choice that I made. We'll say, well, why does God allow that? Oh, well, listen. God could take away all the injustice in the world just like that. Be real simple. Take away your freedom to do it. Take away my freedom to do it. If we all said, okay, we give up our freedom of choice, so we cannot choose to do wrong. We cannot choose to do bad. God could just take away it all and the world would be perfect. But He's not going to do that. And so one of the reasons why there is injustice in the world is because it is the counterpoint, it's the downside of God giving you the freedom to choose. But there's more than that. The second reason is because God is going to settle accounts one day. The reason why He's allowing injustice to continue now is because one day He's going to settle the score. On the back of your outline, Ecclesiastes 3:17, read this verse with me. In due season, God will judge everything a man does. Circle the phrase, in due season. What He's saying here is that today is not the end of the story. That the final chapter has not been written. The books have not been closed. The balances, God has not balanced the books yet. Now, never forget this. Never forget this. One day, there is going to be a judgment day. Inevitably, I don't care if you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, there is going to be a judgment day where one day I personally stand before God and give an account of my life, the good, the bad, and whether I received His Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior or not. And one day you are going to stand before God on that judgment day, and you are going to give an account of your life to the Creator who made you, the good and the bad, and whether you received Jesus Christ as your Savior or not. And when that happens, God is going to settle the score. God is going to even the odds. He is going to balance the books. And the things that weren't just in this world, He's going to right the wrongs then, and justice will be meted out with fairness and with severity. No doubt about it. Ultimately, there's going to be a day of accounting where each of us answers to God. So, they may not get their justice here on earth, but they will one day. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that God is a God of justice. Now, if I didn't believe that, I would be in absolute despair. Because the truth is, today, evil people get away with murder all the time. All the time in this world. Just read the news. And rights are violated, and injustices do occur, and people are treated unfairly, and they are oppressed, and all kinds of things happen, and nobody ever corrects them. To me, it would be a travesty if somebody like Adolf Hitler, who put 6.5 million Jewish people through ovens, to just get away with it, to get away with that, with no punishment. That is unthinkable. And so God says, I am going to be a God of justice. He says, just be patient in due time. The odds are going to be even. So why not now, God? Why don't you do it right now? Why don't we just mete out justice today? Because of answer number three. The third reason is that God is allowing injustice in the world because it shows we need a Savior. It shows that we need a Savior. It shows what we're really like on the inside. Now, there is a very popular idea going around today that basically goes like this. Human beings are inherently good. That everybody's basically a good person. And that everybody is basically unselfish. It's just environment that makes us all do bad things. Now, anybody who's had children knows that kids are born with a selfish nature. It is the nature. The first they come out of the womb going, I, you know, feed me, care me, I'm the center of the attention, everything like that, of course. But we want to all think that we're basically good. You know, oh yeah, we'll admit, yes, I have some weaknesses. I have some faux pas, some faults. I have some areas I need to work on, rough edges, personality quirks. But we don't want to call it what it is, sin. I'm no sinner. Oh yeah, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm no sinner. So God says, okay, all right, you think you're basically good? You think human nature is basically unselfish? Here's what I'll do. I'm just going to step back and let human nature take its course in the world. And we'll just show you what happens when God isn't in the picture. And He says, you know what? I'm going to allow people to make their own choices. And I'm going to allow people to show their true nature. And we'll just see what happens in the world. And if you want to know what it is, just pick up the newspaper. The fact is, without God in the situation, people are very inhuman to each other. Very inhuman to each other. I don't know how many of you remember that English classic we all had to read in high school, Lord of the Flies. Remember that book? And the basic presupposition behind that book was, if you take God out of the picture, and you take law and justice out of the picture, given the right situations, people start treating each other and acting like animals. They prey on each other, and they take advantage of each other, because my nature is basically selfish. I think more about me than I do about you, and you know what? You do too. You think more about yourself than you do about anybody else. It's nature. It's your human nature.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought. But first, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal audio libraries. And there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick put together an all-new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Now, if you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People-Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special six-message collection is available as a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s, and they're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org or just call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I want to close this broadcast by telling you how you're making a difference in some of the most remote places on the planet. Thanks to your generous support to Daily Hope, we have been able to distribute this broadcast, Daily Hope broadcast, to some of the most remote places around the world by using solar-powered radios. For instance, Daily Hope is broadcast on a radio station that sits just outside a South Sudanese refugee settlement camp. Now, you can imagine that a refugee camp is one of the most hopeless places on the planet. These people have lost their homes, their jobs, their livelihood, often even all of their clothes, and they're living day to day in a refugee camp. And you might be wondering, how in the world do we get the good news of hope in Jesus Christ to all of those people? Well, the way we do it is family groups in the camp are given a solar-powered radio. And that radio is tuned to a local radio station. It's also preloaded with an audio Bible, with some Christian music, and with Christian teaching. And you know what? It's working. We have heard how people gather around each solar-powered radio and they hear the message together. In fact, I was really excited to learn that several of the unreached, unengaged tribes of the world are actually living peacefully side by side in the very refugee camps where we are now broadcasting. And so you're helping get the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever, ever heard it in their entire lives. You know, I got a letter from the station manager there in South Sudan by that refugee camp. His name is Akuti, and he wrote me this to tell us. He said, Rick, we play the pre-recorded messages of Daily Hope at least two times a day. And we have received word from people all over the district. The very first day, he said, we broadcast, we actually got phone calls from over 40 people who told us how much they appreciated the station and the messages from Daily Hope. We could not reach these people without your prayers and without your generous support. That's why when you give this to Daily Hope, you're not just blessing yourself and keeping this message out in podcasts and broadcasts in America. You're actually taking this good news to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ before. We want to support you. I want to support you. I want to encourage you in your spiritual growth, and I want to give you the daily hope you need to live for Jesus. But I want us together to take this message to people who've never, ever heard it. If you'd like to partner with me on this, you can go to my website, www.rickwarren.org. That's www.rickwarren.org. And you can get more information on how you can be a partner in taking the message and hope of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever heard it, even after 2,000 years of the church. Or you can call me. You can call us at 1-800-600-5004. Let me say that again. 1-800-600-5004. 1-800-600-5004. Thanks for listening today. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. And together, we can reach people that have never been reached with the good news. God bless you.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.